4 o'clock hour on the Wendy's Big Show, along with the one and only Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. I'm Rami Makhlouf. Coming up this hour, we'll continue our tour around the NFC North. Bears down with Lawrence Holmes in the 2 o'clock hour. Vikings down with Phil Mackey of ESPN 1500 in the 3 o'clock hour. We'll check in with Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider, at 4:48, and then wrap up the tour around the North with Jeff Rieger, our old friend, former colleague here at The Fan, now with 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. Talk some Lions with him when he joins us at 5:35. Right now, speaking of those Packers, want to know, how long will you wait for them to turn it around before you lose patience? 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. And Sparky, I know I keep saying that if they manage to claw their way into the playoffs, win 7 out of 8 or 6 of the last 8, they'll be one of the hottest teams, if not the hottest team in the conference and in the Super Bowl conversation again. But I think we all look at this Packers team and look at the fact that they have a franchise quarterback like Aaron Rodgers and see a window to be legitimate contenders, to be one of the top, if not the top team in the conference and in the Super Bowl discussion. And right now they're not there. There are things that need to be fixed before we can talk about the Packers in that vein. How long are you going to give them to get this thing back on the tracks?
Some Packer news. Adam Schefter, Browns pick up Jermaine Whitehead.
Oh,
by the way. So he goes to John Dorsey's group in Cleveland. I don't know. I mean, if you bring in another coach, which we're all assuming is going to happen, providing the Packers don't end up in the Super Bowl here, which I don't think they're going to, I think you got to give the new coach a couple years to be able to figure this out. Probably the third year of the new head coach, you probably expect them to be in the Super Bowl.
You're waiting 2 or 3 years?
Second year of the new coach, probably contending for a Super Bowl and being a threat there. That first year, I think there's going to be a transition. Next year will be a transition year with new coaching staff and everything else that comes into play here. Then on top of that, you're going to be counting on heavily again with a whole brand new rookie class. Multiple first-round picks that are going to have immediate impacts and get a lot of playing time, plus other draft picks that you have to go on top of second-year wide receivers and second-year cornerbacks and whatever in the world you're going to do at the safety position. I think it'll be a year of transition. The following year, that second year, I think, is when you're going to expect them, you know, win the division again, get deeper into the playoffs. And then that third year, I think, is when you expect them to be in a Super Bowl with this Packers team. Because by that point now, everybody will have aged nicely. Your wide receivers will be pretty much in the last year of their deals. Cornerbacks, same thing. And you should be in a position to make a serious run and win a Super Bowl in that third year with the new head coach.
Third year with the new head coach.
Right, that's what I said. First year, transition year. Second, because you have another rookie class that you're going to have to depend on heavily next year to fill holes. Second year, be in the playoffs, obviously, contend for a division title, hopefully win a division. Then that third year, the expectation should be Super Bowl.
Why so long?
Have you not followed this team to see all the holes?
I mean, of course I've followed this team. It's my job to follow this team.
Okay, so do you think Aaron Rodgers is getting better in his career? Do you think Aaron Rodgers is staying healthier as the seasons go by?
We're going to see a better Aaron Rodgers than what we've seen in the first 8 weeks, yes.
Over the next 3 years, he'll be better.
Better than what we've seen in these first 8 weeks, yes. Absolutely.
Based on what? Based on what he did when he was younger?
Based on a much larger sample size and the fact that
he hasn't been able to stay healthy for the last 4 years.
Okay, and injuries are always a possibility in the game of football.
It's a likelihood for this kid. Yes, it is. It's a likelihood that he's going to get hurt year to year. Now, the severity of the injury, how long he's out, can he play through it, how it affects him as a quarterback, that is a whole nother conversation. But to say, well, yeah, maybe he gets hurt, no. Odds are he's going to end up banged up and hurt. That's been this dude's deal, his career. And I'm not saying he has to be Brett Favre, but he's clearly not. He's missed 2 seasons because of collarbone injuries. And he's had other injuries along the way in his career as well that's kept him out or has slowed him down, like we're seeing now this year with what happened with the knee or whatever. To assume that he's going to be healthy and not be playing hurt at some point or miss games at some point over the next 3 years, I think is nuts. I don't think that's fair to Aaron Rodgers to expect him to be healthy for 3 years because I don't think it's going to happen.
The odds are against almost any NFL player to
especially,
play 3 years without injury.
Right, unless you're Tom Brady. Unless, you know, you have great protection and you get the ball out on time and you avoid unnecessary hits. He doesn't do any of that. He holds onto the ball too long. He takes unnecessary hits. All of that plays into it, and that's his style. That's always been his style. So unless suddenly he's going to change the way he plays the game of football, he's going to put himself in position to take the type of hits that could lead to injury. And as you get older, as we all know, it gets harder to come back from when you're hurt versus when you're 25. Much different.
Well, if that's the case, then they should just tear it all down and start over now.
I mean,
if Aaron Rodgers is at risk of never being the same guy again, and you're assuming he's going to get hurt almost every year, then 3 years from now, Aaron Rodgers is going to be, and again, by your logic, by your reasoning, a shell of himself by then. And if that's the case, it doesn't matter what you do with the rest of the roster unless you found the next Hall of Fame quarterback to take over for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, but see, what you're missing in all of this is simple. The defense should be significantly better with what you're going to add to it over the next couple of drafts. Your running game, which is going good now, by that point should definitely be going, because there will be no meaning or reasoning for having to throw 45 times a game with, as you called it, Aaron Rodgers, who's not going to be the same Aaron Rodgers. So you have the running backs capable of doing that. The wide receivers will be able to help him out even more now than they currently are, as they're learning the game of football. He's going to be on the same page with those guys where, close your eyes, I know where MVS is. I know where St. Brown's going to be. We've been together now for a while. All of that plays into the benefit of Aaron Rodgers not having to play superhero and have to do everything by himself.
Do you really think he's going to change his style of play because he has better players around him, even assuming he does have better players around him? This is what Aaron Rodgers does. This is how Aaron Rodgers plays.
Manning was one way his whole career. And then he got hurt, and he had to change the way he played. John Elway was one way his whole career. Then he got a ground game and a really good defense, and he altered the way he went about his business. It's happened over and over again in the history of the NFL. Michael Jordan at basketball realized that he couldn't jump as high anymore because he was getting old. So he had to alter his game and change how he played. Kobe Bryant, same way. It's happened. All the great ones that play a long time normally end up having a change about how they go about doing business to stay at that high level. And I think something along those same lines will probably happen with Aaron Rodgers in the next 2 to 3 years if he can't stay healthy and continues to get hurt.
So you're assuming that in the next 2 seasons, the Packers will address the roster needs and deficiencies that they have.
Correct.
And Aaron Rodgers will continue to suffer injuries.
If Aaron Rodgers plays at the level he has the first 8 weeks, okay, which
yes.
You think is not good enough.
It's not.
But if he plays at this level and that defense, the holes are fixed, which I think they will be over the next couple of years, and the running backs continue to get better, and the wide receivers continue to what they do, this Rodgers here will be good enough to go win a Super Bowl.
No.
Yes.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
This Aaron Rodgers that we've seen in the first 8 weeks of the season, and this has become a completely different conversation, but it's a good one, so I'm okay with it. This Aaron Rodgers that we've seen through the first 8 weeks of this season, this guy here, you need to have like a defense like the Vikings or like the Seahawks with the Legion of Boom or like Tampa Bay.
Dude,
when they won a
Trent
Super Bowl.
Dude, he's not Trent Dilfer right now.
He's been mediocre for 8 games now. If Aaron Rodgers doesn't find a Hall of Fame level of play again,
right,
then I said before, you don't have to tank to rebuild necessarily if you're the Packers. If Aaron Rodgers doesn't find a Hall of Fame level of play again, they should tank this whole thing and start from scratch.
I don't think he needs to play at a Hall of Fame level if they do what I said over the next couple of years. I really don't. If they just do what they're supposed to do, draft well, fill holes over the next couple of years with a new offensive game plan in here and a new coach that emphasizes trying to run the football and making him buy in. That's the other thing that has to happen now. He's got to buy in. Because if he doesn't buy in to wanting to run the football when you got an explosive player like Aaron Jones and he's going to continue to buck the system, then it's not going to work. Then you're not going to get back to another Super Bowl. It's just that simple. It's not going to happen. He has to buy in to using the running game like Elway did with Terrell Davis to take pressure off of himself, buy into your young receivers, knowing what they're doing. Because right now, he doesn't trust those receivers nearly as much as he would trust a Jordy Nelson if he was here, right? Because he has all that time and chemistry built up. Well, Rami, in 3 years, that same chemistry is going to be built up in these young wide receivers he's got right now who are more talented than anybody they got outside of Devontae Adams. Everybody around him is going to be better. Everybody. The defense will be better. The offensive players at running back and wide receivers, they will be better. The only hitch in the giddy up in all of this could be the offensive line and what that looks like in 3 years. That I don't know. So that could be the major blip on my whole plan. But I would say 3 years with a new coach. year one's transition. Year two, you win the division, you're in the playoffs, probably lose somewhere along the lines. Year three, you win the thing.
I don't think Packers fans have the patience to wait three more years. I mean, you already...
What are they going to do, become Bears fans?
Well, no.
Where are they going? They're not going anywhere.
They're
going
to lose their damn minds, and the natives will get restless.
Why? We've been watching them lose in the playoffs for how many years?
Because you've been watching them lose in the playoffs with the possibility, in a lot of people's minds, of winning a Super Bowl.
And you'll say the same thing next year when they're in the playoffs. If they're in the playoffs next year, you'll be like, oh, they got a chance because they got 12.
Not if they're...
And then the next year,
not if they're stumbling their way
12.
To the finish line like they are right now.
Does it... But what's going to happen, you said it earlier, they're going to win 7 of 8, 6 of 8, and you're going to be right back on the train again. And then when they lose to the Rams or the Saints, you're like, well, this team in the playoffs, I thought they would have played better than this against the Rams or the Saints. I didn't see it coming. But you're just going to ignore the competition they're going to play on the way out and hop on that train that everything is good again. And then they're going to go against a team that's more talented than they are, significantly, and they're going to lose, and then everybody's going to be shocked. It's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. You have to improve your talent level and have to let the young guys mature and get better within the system that they're in. That's what will occur over the next 2 or 3 years, and then you'll make your run. And it's going to be a couple years.
Speaking of making runs.
And you won't have to have him be superhero.
It's exactly what you do if you go over and work for Sparky's good friends over at Young Express. John, not work for, work with.
Work
actually.
With, right. Yeah. You're going to use them.
Right.
Really, at the end of the day, is what you're going to do. And John Young is a good friend. He's a good dude, man. I like John Young a lot, and they're here to help you make money, man. There are people making 6 figures a year being successful transporters of expedited freight. And we always talk about, well, what does that mean? Well, what that means is pretty simple. What that means is that you're driving from point A to point B. That's it. They're going to tell you where to go to pick up your first load in the vehicle that you have. And then they're going to tell you where to go to drop it off. And then you have to be there within a certain time allotted, wherever the case may be. You drop it off. And then dispatch, which they have 24/7 dispatch that is dedicated to making sure drivers continuously are moving so they're not sitting anywhere for long periods of time not making money, you go on and you continue to drive. You can drive locally, nationwide, or regionally. Picture this. You're on the road for 2 weeks, seeing our beautiful countryside, but next week you have an event back home in Milwaukee. You don't want to be stuck in Nashville and miss the event, but you don't want to give up a week of work. No problem. So you drive local that week. Again, you are your own boss. You're your own CEO. An entrepreneur. It's pretty cool. And you use Young Express to make your money. It's a pretty cool deal. With minimal investment in your own vehicle, they're looking for people with cargo vans, sprinter vans, straight trucks, tractor trailers. Young Express will provide you all the training necessary for you to become a successful transporter of expedited freight. Looking for full-time independent contractors? Join the Young Express team today. Again, they've been doing this for over 27 years they've been in business. Find them at youngexpress.com, JUNGExpress.com. That's JUNGExpress.com. Young Express, success drives them.
How long will it take for the Packers to turn it around, or how long will you wait for the Packers to turn it around? Sparky says 3 years after the season. I don't think Packers fans have the patience for that. And I don't think you need to, quite honestly. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7FM. The Fan. Discussion continues right after this on the Wendy's Big Show. It's the Wendy's Big Show. I'm Rami. There's Sparky. And we're asking you, how long will you wait for the Packers to turn this thing around? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7FM. The Fan. Got a tweet here from PureEvil758. I can't read his avatar because I can't say that on the air, I don't think. He says, riding this till the end. And we know you're Packers fans through and through. We know you're not jumping off the bandwagon and not going to root for this team. We know that's not happening. What we're asking is, when are you going to lose patience?
Tricky Ricky tweets at 105.7FM, The Fan. I'm yelling yes at the radio. Sparky is 110% correct. Nick tweets
at
105.
Why would you be so excited about waiting for 3 years that you're yelling yes at the radio?
Nick tweets at 105.7FM, The Fan. Finally, Sparky is getting there. Blow it up. Trade Rodgers and build this thing the right way. Get the best team. I did not say.
That's not what you said.
Either Rami said to blow it up. I didn't.
Well, I said if
that was Rami. You're with Rami on blowing it up and trading Rodgers.
If your timeline and this degradation of Aaron Rodgers that you're talking about is accurate, then yeah, blow it up. Absolutely blow it up.
Right. So Rami is saying, screw the money, and I'm not sure. I mean, I guess somebody would take that contract and everything that goes
along with
it.
Somebody would take it in a heartbeat.
For sure, right. So I'm guessing most
people in the NFL aren't seeing what Sparky's seeing in the near future for Aaron Rodgers in terms of the drop-off in production, the the assumption of continued injuries.
Which has been happening. I mean, you're acting like he's been hurt once in the last 6 years. That's not the case, and you know it. He's been hurt consistently. So that is fact. That's not me making something up and just throwing something out there. History says he's going to continue to be hurt because that's how it's been for the last few years.
He's had two major injuries?
Two major injuries.
Okay. In how many years? 10?
That he's... No. So you want to blow this up long term. Let's not blow this up long term. Let's look at recent history, Rami.
Yes.
Last 4 to 5 years.
Why are we minimizing it to 4 or 5 years? He's been the starting quarterback for 10.
You're right. I should judge you on what you did at 24, not what you did last year. I mean, that's stupid. You have to base it on what's happened recently, looking ahead when you're talking with an older player and how their body is holding up. You just do, and now you've got the knee injury. But again, I mean, if you're saying, hey, he's not going to miss any games, he's a picture of health going forward. Okay, great. And you're saying, like you said earlier, he's going to flip the light switch on and Aaron Rodgers will be an MVP the rest of the year. Okay. And very well may happen. But the odds say is probably not. That's all I'm saying. And to protect yourself against that, it's going to take time to build the roster and have the coaching the way you want it. So now when we get to 3 years out, everybody should be in place to make this thing work without him having to play at an MVP level. It'll be the deepest team they've had in a long time when we get to 3 years from now.
Again, this team has been and will continue to be constructed around Aaron Rodgers and around that contract. And when you do that, you're doing it under the assumption that Aaron Rodgers is going to continue to play at a Hall of Fame level. So
and
if he can't do that, blow it up.
And I totally disagree with you 110%. You have Aaron Jones now. You have young wide receivers that look like they can be really, really good. This does not have to be all about Aaron Rodgers anymore. It just doesn't. And defensively, you've got some corners now that can play pretty well. Your defensive line am I okay with. You need to add linebackers and a safety, and everything will be fixed on the defensive side of the ball. That's why I say 3 years. 3 years. That's what I'm looking at. I'm talking about going and winning a Super Bowl in 3 years. I'm not saying they're not going to be in the playoffs.
If it takes 3 years, you hired the wrong coach.
Well, then McCarthy should have been fired a while ago. If you're saying they should win a Super Bowl every 3 years, and 3 years is too long to wait.
You know how I am about winning Super Bowls.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being in the solidly in contention and in the discussion as a Super Bowl favorite.
Can I ask you a question?
Even those teams, more times than not, don't win Super Bowls.
Okay.
Put yourself in position to win Super Bowls. And then hope that the ball bounces the right way. That's all any organization can do.
Tell me this.
All right.
I know you pretty well.
Yes.
How many years when the playoffs started and 12 was healthy and the Packers were in, did you say they don't have a chance?
Say that again. I didn't understand the question.
How many times when the postseason started the NFL and the Packers were in the playoffs and 12 was healthy, did you go, they're in the playoffs, but they don't have a chance?
Never.
Right. And you're never going to say never because you love you some 12, and that's fine.
No, because that's how the NFL functions.
Next year, with a new coach, they're going to get there. They're not going to have a chance like this year, and you're going to go, they got a chance, they got 12. Okay. They're going to lose. You're coming up with some reasoning why they lost. And then the next year, they're going to get farther in the playoffs. They're going to lose again. They're not going to get the Super Bowl. You're going to go, well, they're getting better. It's okay. And then the next year, they're going to go win the Super Bowl. And I'll be right, and then you're going to go, that wasn't that bad.
There's a difference between them going into the playoffs and me saying, yeah, they got a chance because they have number 12.
You always say that, no matter who the other person is.
But there's a difference between that and them getting to the playoffs and me going, they should get to the Super Bowl. This is the team that should get to the Super Bowl. There's a difference between those two, and it's a fine line.
I know you think it's not that easy in the playoffs that you can't put that on a quarterback or on a team.
Even when I say they should doesn't mean they will, but I'm just saying they need to get to the point where we look at the Packers and we say that's the team that should be representing the NFC in the Super Bowl.
We've said that a lot on paper. They lose.
Yeah. And when we were saying that year in and year out, that's because this organization was being run at an optimal level. Because that's all you can ask from any organization in any major sport.
They've been saying it about this team every year.
Which you should count your blessings that you had that every year.
Every year, and they blew it.
No,
so
they didn't blow
you
it.
To
it didn't
fix
happen.
It and
that
do
doesn't
it the
mean
right
they
way.
Didn't blow it.
Yes, it didn't happen. That means they blew it.
No, it doesn't.
Sure. Well, you can take calls. See what
it's
they
about
say.
The process. You operate
the
at
process
a...
The process got them one Super Bowl of all these years with 12.
You operate at a championship level. In terms of the way
championship level is dictated by how many rings you have.
No, it's not.
Other than that, it's just a phrase to make you sound good.
No, championship level is determined by how you operate, by the process that you go through to prepare and
by
drafting and
not using free agents or trades. That's a championship level.
It's from top to bottom. It's from the way that you construct a roster to the way that you coach to the way that you play to the way that you break down film. Everything. Every last thing that goes into preparation going into and over the course of a season, you have to do it at a certain level, at a championship level. If you do that, that's all you can ask from an organization. Then the chips fall where they fall.
I mean, it sounds really
good.
Not
everything is in your control.
It sounds really good.
Because it's reality. That's why it sounds really good.
And in your mind, Ted would have had a job because they were always in the hunt for a Super Bowl every year.
No, because when you have Aaron Rodgers, again, there's a difference between making it to the playoffs and having a chance and being the team that people should expect to go deep.
How many years on this show did you, Rami Makhlouf, at the beginning of the year go, they'll be okay, but they can't go to the Super Bowl this year? How many? All the years we've done the big show,
I think
how many years have you ever said, they'll be good, but they won't be able to go to the Super Bowl?
This year,
so
for one.
So 1 year out of all of them.
And I'll say this.
Come on.
And I'll say this, because of how good Ted Thompson was for the first, I don't know, 8-9 years of his tenure as general manager, I had the wool over my eyes for the last 3-4 years of Ted Thompson as general manager.
Most people did the whole time. I'll admit that. In Ted We Trust crap, I was calling baloney on half the time because he wasn't using all avenues given to him.
But in Ted We Trust,
that's championship level, using all avenues to build a roster. He did not do that. That's not championship level.
And Ted We Trust was valid, in my opinion, for the first 8-9 years of his tenure as GM. The last 3 or 4 years, maybe even 5, I should have been questioning him a little bit more.
Why? Because Rodgers got hurt?
I'm willing to admit that.
Because Rodgers got hurt.
No, because you look... Because everybody realized what the roster was. That we're talking about with these drafts and the fact that
three
guys from the 2013 through 2015 drafts are still on this team, and for a good reason, because the rest of them weren't good at football.
That's cute 5 years after the fact that we can go back and go, oh, well, we should have saw it. But when it was happening...
Yes, I had the wool over my eyes. I admitted that. Yes.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Because they were in the playoffs.
Because Ted Thompson was such a good GM for the first portion of his time in that chair that I had the wool pulled over my eyes.
Hey, man, 414-799-1250. Somebody call and talk to Rami. Just help. Tell Rami out here. Good Lord. What? I mean, you are a Packer fan, and you don't even know it.
Getting back to the question at hand.
I don't even know why you wear Bears.
How long will you give the Packers next year? Next season?
Well, yeah, but every year they're going to compete for a Super Bowl in your brain, so it doesn't matter.
Next season, I want them in the same class as the Rams.
And if they don't, you fire the coach.
If they don't, then I think Packers fans should lose patience.
He's going to be gone already. It'll be a new coach.
Yeah, I know.
So the first year of a new coach, you're going to be like, this is the wrong guy.
No, I think the first place he'll point is probably Gutekunst in the coach's first year.
He's touching it. Gutekunst with this draft class he just had?
I'm just saying, with Aaron Rodgers... It shouldn't take you that long to turn this thing back around and be back in that conversation as one of the teams to beat in the NFC.
You should have more than one Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. Period.
No.
Just like with Brett Favre.
That's easy to say.
But you're saying the same thing on Rodgers right now with the new coach.
No, I'm not. What are you not understanding? I'm not saying they have to win a Super Bowl next year. I'm saying that by next year, they should be back in that conversation as one of the teams to beat in the NFC.
Okay.
I never go into
every year, but this year you said they were a team to beat.
They were in, yes.
Every other year.
If not the team to beat, one of 3 or 4 teams to beat.
Even though that wasn't true at the end of the day, but you still had that belief every year because you had 12.
For the last 3 or 4 years, that wasn't true. Correct. And I was wrong, and that's because I had the wool pulled over my eyes when it comes to Ted Thompson as GM.
But 2 of those years, Rodgers got hurt.
Okay.
So that negated any hopes you had at the beginning of the year, and that's not on anybody. Plain and simple. Doesn't matter who it was.
I don't see your point.
You're saying the last 3 or 4 years.
Maybe Aaron Rodgers got hurt, shined a light on some things that I wasn't seeing before that. That's a possibility. So I'm sitting here telling you I was wrong about Ted Thompson the last handful of years of his tenure as GM.
But if you're saying it shined a light on all the issues they have with the roster,
mm-hmm.
and now you're saying, well, they should be right there next year, a year after the fact.
Yes.
Because, that doesn't seem ridiculous.
Because Aaron Rodgers gives you that much wiggle room. Aaron Rodgers gives you that much margin for error as you're trying to put this thing back together. You don't have to hit on every single thing that you're going to do between now and next season to be back in that conversation that I'm talking about.
Right, and that's the difference between you and me. You're saying if Aaron Rodgers doesn't play at an MVP level, it's on the coaching staff and the GM. If he does play at an MVP level.
Aaron Rodgers isn't playing at an MVP level right now for two reasons. One, the injury, and two, Aaron Rodgers.
Either way, they can win despite this Aaron Rodgers with what I said in the next 3 years. They cannot win.
But then why are you paying him what you're paying him? Just start over.
Well, you're paying him what you're paying him.
You're paying him what you're paying him to play at a Hall of Fame level.
At this level, he's still better than half the quarterbacks in the league, even at this level.
How long are you going to give the Packers to turn this thing around before you start to lose patience? 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 1057FMTheFan. Colder weather has arrived in Wisconsin. Didn't you say snow coming this weekend, Sparky?
Friday.
And with cool evenings,
1 to 2 inches.
Here to stay and Thanksgiving soon approaching, make sure your mealtime plans include only the best in quality meats from Roberts Specialty Meats. Paul Roberts has lots of delicious dinnertime options, including original pork roasts like the legendary Al Capone pork roast, combining several meats, cheeses, and seasonings into one outstanding meal, which can be trimmed to suit your needs. And with Thanksgiving only 2 weeks away, now is the time to be ordering your always fresh, never frozen turkeys for the holiday. Or this year, do something truly special and go for the famous turducken from Roberts, featuring a duck, chicken, and turkey all together, which makes for a truly memorable taste your family won't forget. Have you ever had turducken, Sparky?
Heard of it, never had it.
The one thing I've always wanted to try for...
I want to say Jameson, one of our listeners, loves it, has it every year for Thanksgiving.
The one thing I've always wanted to try for Thanksgiving that I've always been shot down by my parents because I go over to their house for Thanksgiving every year.
Started a fire on Thanksgiving at their
house? I want to deep fry a turkey.
No way.
Why?
That's really good. I've had that.
Yes. Well, it's really deep fried. How could it not be good?
It's really good.
I want to do it.
You and Greece and their house.
It's a pretty... intricate setup that you need to fry a turkey and to fry it safely. You need like pulleys and it's a whole thing. Pull up a video on YouTube if you want to see how to fry a turkey. If you want to be safe, if you're trying not to light your house on fire or be standing in a pool of scorching hot grease, then it's quite the intricate process. Call Roberts today at 262-549-MEAT for the best selection. And when you visit, be sure to pick up some of their cherry wood smoked beef steaks or jerky, the perfect snack treats, and check them out online at robertsspecialtymeatswaukesha.com for more info and money-saving coupons. And for the best in meats, shop Roberts Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher. Sparky and I have been yelling at each other enough. We're going to open the phone lines to you right after this on the Wendy's Big Show. It's the Wendy's Big Show. I'm Rami Makhlouf along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. We're asking you right now, how long will you wait for the Packers to turn this thing around? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 1057FMTheFan. Sparky says 3 years in part because he expects Aaron Rodgers' injury problems and degradation of play to continue. 414-799-1250. I say next year because if the things Sparky says are true, then blow this whole thing up and start all over. What say you? You can also tweet the show at 1057FMTheFan. Let's go to Mike on the south side. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, guys?
You?
Rami, I don't know if it's the Bears fan in you or not, but blowing it up ain't going to work. I don't know if you guys must be used to doing that every couple of years.
I'm not saying they should blow it up. I'm saying if what Sparky is saying is true about Aaron Rodgers, that he's going to continue to get hurt regularly and his play is going to continue to slide and we're not going to be looking at a Hall of Fame type of quarterback in the next 2 or 3 years, then the price that you're paying for him, trade him now while people still think he is a Hall of Fame quarterback and start from scratch. But I don't think Sparky is right about that. So to be clear, I'm not saying they should blow it up. I'm saying if what Sparky is saying is true, then they should blow it up.
Well, blowing it up I don't think is going to work. Cleveland Browns have been doing it for 30 years, and that hasn't worked. But what I think it comes down to is a new coaching scheme. I think McCarthy has done a great job as a tenure in Green Bay, but his coaching tactics are getting predictable and stale. I read something today that, you know, why do teams like the Rams and the Patriots always have receivers open and the Packers got to work so hard for it? Well, it is, they really do always have someone open because their schemes are simple, and the Packers' schemes are so, very difficult to grasp, I guess, and Rodgers always has to make fantastic throws all the time. I just think it comes down to coaching and what Sparky says as far as having a lot of young talent. I think he's right. I think you know, give these guys a couple of years, and we're really going to have a lot of talent on all sides of the ball.
All right, thanks for the call. So I I put in Aaron Rodgers injury history into Google to see what I could come up with, and I found our guy, Rob Reichel, from BobMcGinnFootball.com.
He'll join us tomorrow at 2:48.
And from Forbes, and I found an article that he wrote on Forbes earlier this summer. July 10th, he wrote this piece on Aaron Rodgers' inability to stay healthy. And this is from his piece. It says, the number one question in Green Bay, though, is whether Rodgers can give the Packers 16 games. Rodgers' track record in that department has been spotty at best, and he's entering the twilight of his career. Rodgers suffered a torn ACL in high school, missed the final five games of the 2006 season with a broken foot, missed the last four regular season games in 2007 after suffering a hamstring injury. Rodgers suffered two concussions in 2010, broke his non-throwing collarbone left in 2013, missed nearly eight full games, and then battled through a pair of calf injuries in 2014. Rodgers had arthroscopic knee surgery in January of 2016, missed almost 10 full games in 2017.
That's just a cleanup. Almost every NFL player has multiple arthroscopic surgeries over the course of their career.
I'm just reading it. After missing almost 10 full games in 2017 after breaking his right throwing collarbone. Listen, like I said before, and I'll say again, to expect this dude to be healthy and not have problems for the next 3 to 5 years, I think you're kidding yourself that more issues aren't going to creep up. And the best way to alleviate that concern is to build better around him.
If I was operating...
And they are in the right position offensively to do that as these young guys, the running backs and receivers, get older and they buy into the running game. You had the number earlier. They're like, what, 30th in pass run differential or ratio or whatever the case was in the National Football League?
Let me double check that. Yes, 30th, or excuse me, run pass ratio, 31st.
31st, okay. Sorry, even worse. So 31st in run pass ratio. You can blame McCarthy, you can blame Rodgers, whatever. But the new coach has to get down with this quarterback, and they both have to agree that getting Aaron Jones to Jamal Williams the ball more is a good plan of action going forward to save him from getting hurt more and keeping him on the field longer and giving his offensive linemen a better chance of doing their jobs.
Let's say you're right.
If they win a Super Bowl in 3 years, everybody's going to rejoice.
No, let's say you're right about Aaron Rodgers. That we can assume the injuries will continue, that we can assume that his level of play will continue to drop over the next 3 years. If I'm Brian Gutekunst operating under that assumption, no way do I give him that contract. No way in hell do I give him that contract. You can't pay a quarterback Hall of Fame money and not get Hall of Fame level of play from that quarterback. That's franchise suicide. Because you're handcuffing yourself, you're strapping yourself in terms of money that you could be spending elsewhere because you're expecting a Hall of Fame level of play out of the guy who's under center.
Yeah, but
if you're not getting that,
it.
If you're not getting that, you just shot yourself in the foot.
I don't think he looks at it that way. I think he looks at it and goes, okay, maybe he's not Hall of Fame caliber play right now, but he's still better than most quarterbacks in this league. And if I amp up the rest of the stuff around him and get him a coaching staff that he buys into, I think everything will be fine. I can win another ring before it's all said and done.
One more call on this. It'll be, let's see. What does that say? What's going on with my eyes? Louis Franklin, you're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Louis?
What's up, guys? First of all, you have to deep fry a turkey. You just have to.
I want to so badly, but my mommy won't let me.
That is thawing it out, filling the thing up with water when you drop it in the pot to know what level to put the oil in. The worst part is when you drop it in the oil and it's hot, it takes you like 5 minutes. You got those big gloves on because if you drop it in too fast, the oil will over. Do it in your driveway, you'll be fine. Anyway.
I hope so. Go ahead.
I don't know if we have 3 years. I think collectively, would you disagree if he has maybe five or six left based on kind of the conversation you guys are having? With
like 5 years, yep.
I think – offensively, they need a right tackle. You can find that in the draft. You can fix it this offseason. You really can. It's pretty simple. So, okay, we didn't get Khalil Mack. So here's what you do. Clay comes off. Bulaga comes off. Cobb comes off. There's roughly $30 million. You go sign Jadeveon Clowney for $16. You go sign Landon Collins for $10. And you fix those two positions with guys that can get up and play at all pro levels. Let's say it costs you the same amount of money that those three are making. And now you're in the same cap you are now. And I don't know about you guys, but I don't see any young guys that are coming up in the next couple of years that you absolutely have to keep. If Martinez, if you really like him and you want to give him middle of the road linebacker money, fine. The young receivers, fine. It was something I looked up today. Did you know that Jimmy Graham is the highest paid tight end in the league?
I did not know that. No,
I did not. I did not know that.
Highest cap hit in the league this year. Nick Perry, you want to get rid of him? I don't know what the dead weight.
They can get rid of him after next season.
So I mean, maybe you try to find somebody to take him. They probably won't. But I think with those three guys coming off the books, and you get two impact players on defense, just think about what those two guys do, and make it easier. And the attention they get, Jadeveon Clowney's gonna command attention like Clay did when he was young. A lot of people underestimate what he did without Merciless and without Watt last year. I mean, he was fantastic for them. Landon Collins is the fastest safety in the league, a hard hitter, a tackler. Those two guys increase the play at the corner. You got those three young corners that are going to be under your at least 4 years for King, and then you got what, 5 years with the option for the other two guys. There you go. You're done there. You get by with whoever else is the other safety. You got Kenny Clark. He's fine for the next 3-4 years. That's your window. Your window is 3 years. You can't wait 3 years. That's your window. So
yeah, that's
a couple moves and you go all in, just like the Rams kind of did.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Thanks for the call. Is that the window is 3 years starting next year. You're not waiting 3 years before you're one of the teams to beat in the conference. You are one of the teams to beat in the conference for 3 years starting next year if you do everything right. In large part, yes, because of Aaron Rodgers, but the other points I haven't brought up as we've had this discussion is you have a lot of opportunities to get it right, both in salary cap room and in draft picks coming up this coming offseason to fix what ails the Packers, and you have a Hall of Fame quarterback. Those two things combined tell me that if you get the coaching hire right, should there be a change at head coach, then you should be in the window to contend starting next year.
Hey, Big Show, this is from Kodiak, tweeting at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Regarding Rodgers, see Drew Brees. Looked bad for a while, rebuilt the team around him, has had a couple of outstanding seasons. Right.
And great
as
example.
I tweeted back to Kodiak, what changed? They bought into using the running backs, didn't they? Some guy named Alvin Kamara.
Changed, never heard of him.
Changed the whole way that offense went about doing their things. Sean Payton reinvented that offense around Alvin Kamara. That's what he did. And without Alvin Kamara, that Saints offense is still not the same as it is now. He was the difference maker. He was the game changer for that offense. Can Aaron Jones be similar to this offense? I don't know. But that is really what helped change the way that offense played under Drew Brees was Alvin Kamara.
We'll carry this conversation on with Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider. He is, as you would probably expect, the Packer portion of our tour around the NFC North at the midway point of the NFL season, and he'll join the Wendy's Big Show right after this. It is that time to check in with that guy who covers the Packers for the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, and us right here on the Wendy's Big Show. He is our Green Bay football insider, Ryan Wood. Woody, how are you this afternoon, my friend?
Doing well. How are you?
We're doing well. Let's pick up the conversation right where we left off before the break. We were asking the question of how long are you going to give the Packers to turn this thing around? And when I say turn this thing around, Ryan, I mean get them back in the discussion of being a team like the Rams, of being one of those teams to beat in the conference and not sort of just meandering their way through a season as they have the last few years because of Aaron Rodgers' injuries and other reasons that have gone along with that. Sparky says he's giving them 3 years because he expects the injury problems to continue for Aaron Rodgers, and he expects the drop-off in play, the slide, to continue for Aaron Rodgers over these next 3 years. But while that's happening, they'll construct a roster around him who can take some of the pressure off of Aaron Rodgers. I said, Ryan, that if what Sparky is saying is true and plays out, and you're not getting Hall of Fame play out of Aaron Rodgers, who you're paying Hall of Fame money over these next 3 years, blow the whole damn thing up. See if somebody will take Aaron Rodgers off your hands and start all over. What do you say?
I think that a lot of that depends on the work that Brian Gutekunst does next spring, both in free agency and the draft, specifically at edge rusher and safety. If he is able to duplicate the work that he did this past spring at corner and receiver, where it sure as heck looks like he hit big on the draft picks, he got it. You know, Tremont Williams is a pretty good value pick for a guy that's versatile, can play everywhere in the secondary, so did well in free agency. If he can If he can duplicate that at edge rusher and safety, which are two huge holes on this team, then they've got a good team. Now, as far as Aaron Rodgers, I don't know if people remember, but Aaron Rodgers was really bad in 2015. He did not play like Aaron Rodgers for basically the entire season. He did have the Hail Mary, obviously, in Detroit, but on a whole, his consistent level of play week in and week out was not what it was the year before when he won the MVP in 2014, and it also wasn't what it was the year after, the second half of 2016, where he might have played his very best stretch of football of his career. So for me, it's premature to say that this slide is going to continue to happen. Aaron Rodgers is clearly through the knee injury. He's not been at his best. He hasn't really been all that close to his best, and that's a huge problem for this team because they need Aaron Rodgers and how they're constructed to be at his best to be a title contender. But even still, just being 34, turns 35 in a month, there should be plenty of good football ahead for him. That would be my prediction at this point.
This is my thing. My thing is Rami thinking he has to get back to MVP Hall of Fame type level in order for this team to win a Super Bowl, and he thinks he'll get there. I don't think he has to get there. I think he can play similar to the level he's playing right now, which is still better than half the quarterbacks in this league, if not more than that. And like you said, if they fix linebacker and they fix the safety position on defense with those young corners getting better each of the next couple of years, to go along with young running backs and young wide receivers, and this new coach, in my opinion, has to get him to buy in to running the football more than McCarthy has been able to pound into his head. Somebody tweeted earlier about, hey, Sparky, see Drew Brees. He did pretty good after his team went through a little bit of a spell. Well, that's true, but what happened there? Alvin Kamara changed that whole offense by himself, running the football and catching the football out of the backfield, and that's something similar that you hope can happen with Aaron Jones.
Yeah, what happened there is that the Saints hit huge in the draft. Kamara, Marcus Lattimore on the defensive side, they had a huge draft last year that really propelled them forward. It's quite possible that when you look at Jair Alexander, you look at Marquez Valdes-Scantling, you look at some of the pieces, you know, we'll see what happens with Josh Jackson, Oren Burks. It's quite possible they might have had a really good draft that can help propel them forward. But it's only part of the equation because they have some serious holes at safety and outside linebacker that you just got to get addressed. And until they do, I mean, when you don't have the edge rush, it's really hard to win in this league, no matter who your quarterback is. And to compound that, when you struggle with deep coverage against the pass, so you're allowing quarterbacks to hold on to the football and allow routes to develop downfield, and then you can't cover them downfield, it's just a great way to lose and to just be very mediocre week in and week out. And that's, I think, what you've seen from the Packers, who have had good moments on defense and some really bad moments on defense.
Talking with Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider here on the Wendy's Big Show. Woody, another question we were asking Packers fans on the show this afternoon, that you can't just stay in the bubble and look at what the Packers have done and what they have ahead of them. You have to look at the rest of the division and the rest of the conference. So we've been going around the division. We had Lawrence Holmes from 670 The Score in Chicago in the 2 o'clock hour. We had Phil Mackey from ESPN 1500 in the 3 o'clock hour. We had them go through their respective team schedules game by game and tell us which ones they have them winning, which ones they have them losing, so we can get an idea of what the final records will be and how the standings will look. Will you play this game with us when it comes to the Green Bay Packers?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah. We'll see if injury reports might change us from my official prediction.
Right. Obviously. Lawrence, when we went through it with him, had the Bears at 10 wins. Phil, when we went through the Vikings schedule with him, had the Vikings at 9 wins. So let's do the Packers and see where they fall in the standings. Dolphins, is that a win in your book?
Yeah.
Quick turnaround. They fly to Seattle for a Thursday nighter with the Seahawks.
No, you know, if it was a Sunday game, I would take the Packers, but they're flying out there Tuesday.
Okay.
2 days after playing Miami, and then they're playing, you know, 2 days. That's just a brutal schedule. I'll take the Seahawks, although I think the Packers are the better team. That's just the NFL kind of screwed them on that one.
At Minnesota, November 25th, Sunday Night Football.
I'll take the Vikings. They're my preseason pick to win the division.
Finally back to a noon kickoff, and they'll host the Cardinals on December 2nd.
Packers win.
All right. Falcons hosting the Falcons November 9th.
Packers win. Cold weather game for Atlanta.
Visiting the Bears December 16th.
That's a really good question. That could be a huge game. You know, we all point to that Vikings trip, and mm-hmm. that's obviously huge. But this, I'm going to take the Packers because I don't think the Bears are quite ready.
All right. Then they are at the Jets. That's a win, right?
Yep.
And then they host the Lions. Is that another win for you, Ryan Wood?
Yeah, they should have won in Detroit. I think they'll win at home.
So that's I counted six more wins that you have for the Packers in the remaining eight games. That puts them at 10-5-1. That's good enough to make the playoffs. But your opinion on the other teams that are fighting for a playoff spot in the NFC, will that be good enough this year, in your opinion?
I think 9-6-1 has a shot. So yeah, 10-5-1, I would say definitely makes it.
All right. Anything else for him, Spark?
Remember, 10-5. No. You know, with Mike McCarthy, his whole motto has always been get to 10 wins and you're in. And 10-5-1, obviously, I mean, we don't need to be math majors to know that 10-5-1 trumps 10-6. If they're able to get there, yeah, I would probably as a whole put the Packers' chances of making the playoffs somewhere a little bit north of 50%, let's say 55-45. It's almost a coin flip, but I think that they're still very much alive. If they can play like they did the last 2 weeks, even in a loss, the schedule does get easier. I certainly think that there's every opportunity that they'll be in it at the end, and then the soft schedule at the end it really lends to their favor.
That is Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider. Find his work inside the Green Bay Press Gazette at PackersNews.com and on Twitter at @ByRyanWood, as well as every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday here on The Big Show. He'll have his prediction, his official prediction for Packers and Dolphins when he joins us again on Friday. Thanks as always, Ryan. We'll talk to you in a couple days.
All right, take care.
And he joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval process from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.
Wendy's, Wendy's, Wendy's.
It is Wednesday.
Right? Mm-hmm. But the Bucks did not win yesterday, so you can't take advantage of this necessarily. But
you should still go.
When the Bucks win, you do win at Wendy's, and there's never a bad time to go to Wendy's, right? It's always Wendy's time. And it's a Wendy's Wednesday, as Rami likes to
call
it.
Yes, it is.
Right?
Yes.
It's a Wendy's Wednesday. So
I host my open mic at the Whiskey Bar downtown, and then on the way home, I hit up Wendy's and grab myself a number six.
Wait.
What?
That's the chicken sandwich, right?
Yes, sir. Spicy chicken.
Why do I know that?
Because you go to Wendy's a lot like the rest of us. That's why. Hold on a second.
Okay.
So let me see if I got this right.
Yes.
So you don't eat dinner before you go drink whiskey? Because let's make something clear as day. This boy drinks a lot of whiskey on Wednesday nights.
Not a lot. I'm coherent.
There's been Thursdays he's coming here. He's like,
I've been hurting a couple of Thursdays. But not to the point where like I'm slurring my speech.
No. I don't know.
I'm a lightweight. I just can't handle my liquor very well.
Well, maybe if you ate something before you drank the whiskey, it would help.
Alternate, get some waters mixed in there.
I'm crunched for
time,
man.
You're going down there on an empty stomach.
Can't you drink whiskey water? Isn't that like a drink?
No, but they have great popcorn at the whiskey bar.
Grape popcorn?
Great popcorn.
Oh, that said grape.
High quality, not the fruit.
I was thinking fruit.
I said a base of popcorn.
It's not related to the plum, by the way.
Before I start drinking, I said a base of popcorn. And then I throw a few back. And then I hit up Wendy's on the way home.
You should totally grab
Wendy's.
That's like a fun night.
You should grab. It is a fun night. You should go down there and see them. It's tonight.
Come on down. Whiskey bar. 8:00.
Yeah, they have a lot of fun.
7:30 sign up if you want to try
it. I got it all lined up. I got plans all winter long of planning out my weekday activities. Whiskey Bar Comedy Night with Rami is on it.
Happy hour prices, too, including $3 beers. This has turned into an endorsement for my open mic rather than Wendy's. Yes, please, carry
on. You're smart. You have like two or three double stacks before you go to Wendy's, then have whatever you're going to have to drink and come back and then get your number six on the way home. And then you wouldn't have issues on Thursday.
I got to drive to Bayview. I got to walk the dog.
You don't have to drive anywhere. You've got a girl. Let her drive.
No, I'm saying when I leave here.
Yes.
I got to drive to Bayview. Walk the dog.
Why don't you have her walk the dog before you get home?
Because I like to walk my own dog, and he likes to walk with me. So I have to walk the dog and then drive downtown and get the room all set up and get the list out for all the comics who are showing up.
Wendy's, when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Every time the Bucks win, you have 24 hours to go to any participating Wendy's with the purchase of a medium drink and either a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger with the purchase of a medium drink. It really is just that simple at Wendy's.
Hit a quick break, then reset the big topics discussed on today's big show. Give you the final say on them with Great Lakes Dragaway. Pick a lane. You're listening to the Wendy's Big Show, and we'll be right back.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.